Once upon a time, in an obscure part of the Milky Way galaxy, there was a spinning ball of water and rock ruled by the forces of evil. The devil himself, proud of the magnificent achievements of his children, decided to call a special banquet for the greatest thieves in all the land. He sent invites to thousands of the greatest murderers, rapists, and general assorted scum, inviting them to attend his palace at the dawn of the new moon. Each thief would be given a chance to stake his claim as the greatest messenger of murder upon the planet, and the devil himself would then decide who should be crowned king. After many days of deliberating, all of the petty thieves, such as street criminals, had been found far short of the required level of wickedness, and there were just four sets of thieves left in the competition. They were the monarchs of empire, a cartel of bankers, the heads of religious orders, and the third world dictators. Each set of thieves appointed a spokesman to give his case to the devil. We have recorded these events for posterity. Listen. Okay. Yo. First up was the thief with the worst reputation, dictator of the third world nation. He looked the devil in the eyes, he spoke in an oh so serious tone.
Dear Mr. Devil, I am the greatest thief that ever has been on earth. Please tell me who else more than me personifies your work. I came to power in a military coup, I murdered the elected president. He wanted to use the resources of our country for our people's benefit. I proved the masters in the west, I could kill my own people as well as the best. So I took over the so-called independent country when the foreigners left. Sent squads of death for those who would suggest in power should be the ones they elect. Erected a statue of the great man, raped our mothers, stole our lands. That's how little self-respect I have. Don't fight slavery, it makes me glad. Account in Switzerland, Rolls Royce, murder or rape cause I want new toys. Don't want a portion, a whole fortune. With that profit what's a little bit of torture? Even outlawed my indigenous culture and language and history, and taught our people to only worship colonizers, and of course me.
So impressed with this wonderful man, he almost ejaculated on his hands. But the monarch of the empire said, "Excuse me, Mr. Devil, I'd like to speak if I may. Who do you think trained this amateur dictator to behave this way? Yeah, I'm sure before I came along, his country was far from heaven. But look at the carnage I've caused all over the earth. It's got to be the work of the devil. Countless deaths, mass enslavement, deliberate starvation of whole nations. The dictator tries his best, but looking at me, he's just an imitation. Who do you think pays his wages? He would love to be trading places. I've been doing this thing on the roads way back since the middle of ages. Everybody knows he's a criminal element. They think I'm democratic and benevolent, and that shows that I'm really devilish, cause people think I'm heaven sent. I couldn't care about democracy. You all know no one elected me. The people love me despite my crimes. Sucker MCs wanna bite my shine. So bling and out of control you would vomit. Don't even touch dope, but my face is on it.
It's the banquet of the thieves. The banquet of the thieves.
I'm a pervert using the cloak of the clergy. Yes, I'm a pervert using the cloak. I'm a despicable character. I use my position of authority and spiritual reverence. I'm a despicable character.
Mr. Devil, allow me to speak. All the religious leaders that leech in the world of creeps, I'm initiated. Take people's faith and I dissipated with false promises. Hollow oratory, don't need a gun. It's daylight robbery. Dear Mr. Devil, I thought you would like it. I use the faith in God to keep them blinded. On a nice voice, read them a book, and they believe that I'm not a crook. Tell them God will repay them in the neck. They give me their life savings so I can buy jets. All the reports about child sex, none of us have ever gone jail yet. A system of stealing, so appealing, convinces the victims that life has meaning. Monarchs boast about conquest, but needed my blessings to get it done, and all of the dictators use my books, therefore they are just my sons.
The devil was sure this was the winner and was just about to put an end to the dinner, but then the man from the banking cartel stepped up and said,
I think I'm the biggest sinner. All of those three depend on me. All they ever do is defending me, cause I paid for all of the things they have, of course, and the lives that they lead. Paid for the guns, bombs and the tanks. That's why you see there is always more. I turned science, basic appliance, into a client of weapon of war. Paid for monarchies, armories. I make monopolies out of property. Never shot a gun nor kill anyone myself, but billions die die cause of me. Who needs a threat? I make a debt out of thin air. Just sit back and collect every single day, whatever they say. The people need me just to connect. Yet none of them knows what I look like. Yet all of them spend my money to look nice. They want more, no one's pure. I hold the keys to every single door. Sell sex and drugs, profit and lies. Earth and skies, I even sell life. I even sell freedom for the right price. They're not smart enough to ask me nice. So Mr. Devil, give me the medal, don't be biased. If you don't give it to me, I'll just buy it.